The Volumes of Truth, Volume 4. Holy, of the Lord. October 28, 2009. From Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, during men's fellowship. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servants. My sons. Who you are at home, reveals the person you remain. Therefore do not be as the hypocrite, who has two faces. For I see all your doings. I know your hearts. Thus the servant I call, must be holy of the Lord. At all times, and in every season. One who serves me in open, and in secret. One who keeps the Lord close to his heart, and present, in all his thoughts. Seeking always to please me. Whether he is seen by men, or hidden from their eyes. Whether he is at home, or in a public place. Whether he is trumpeting my word openly in the streets, or has entered into his closet, in quiet supplication. I tell you the truth. I have seen it. For I know all his comings and goings. And his thoughts, are not at all hidden from me. Again I tell you, who you are at home, is who you are. For by a man's actions, is his heart revealed. And by his mouth, is he defined before others. Therefore, honor me first at home, among your beloved, as I have taught you. Then go out and testify. For my every word is scripture. My every letter, truth. My sons, speak my name aloud, and reveal my glory to the world. Share my words with your kindred, and trumpet my strong rebuke against your nation, sounding the alarm among your countrymen. Be bold in word and by deed. Yet again I tell you, do not be as the hypocrite, who honors me with his lips, though his heart remains far from me. For his actions testify against him, and that which he does in secret reveals the corrupt fruit of the same. Therefore, let my servants be given fully to their task. Let them serve me without distraction. Let each man first order his steps before me, in righteousness, setting his own house in order. Then shall he be meet for the master's use, prepared for every good work. And if my servant does indeed strive to keep his way straight, endeavoring also to set his household in order, taking a stand, he shall surely receive his reward. Yet if his spouse refuses to give heed, and attempts to bar his way, let her depart. And let my servant proceed with his task. Let him go forth in the name of the Lord. For all who seek to bar my way before me, shall be left desolate. And all who fight against me and slander my messengers, shall suffer many tears. Even to the rebellious children. Yet not the young ones. For they are mine. I am the Lord.